you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, August 16th. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. The effort to collect enough valid voter signatures to place a recall of L.A. County District Attorney George Gascón on the November ballot has failed. The county clerk's office says the recall organizers submitted petitions with only about 520,000 signatures. They needed 567,000. The recall organizers might challenge that finding. They want Gascón out of office. They say his policies are responsible for an uptick in crime stats under the DA. Prosecutors no longer seek the death penalty. They also face prohibitions against filing for sentencing enhancements in most criminal cases. Probation officers are holding a protest in L.A. today to demand more support from the county. KPCC's Emily Elena Dugdale has more.
A coalition of unions representing probation officers and staff say their job is dangerous and that they're underpaid and understaffed. Employees want to end a hiring freeze that's been in place since 2020. They're calling for higher wages and other steps to make working in probation more attractive. A top probation official says dozens of officers are calling out sick every day to protest what they say is an unsafe workplace. Short staffing has led to youths in juvenile halls missing school time, outdoor recreation, and other programming. It's also led to fights that have left officers and young people injured. Last week, we reported that 3 years after the Board of Supervisors voted to ban pepper spray in juvenile facilities, probation officers are still using it on kids. Covering criminal justice, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
Parts of L.A. County will have to suspend outdoor watering in September for 15 days. This is because the Metropolitan Water District needs to shut down the 36-mile upper feeder pipeline for repairs. Chief of Operations Brent Yamasaki says cities receiving water from this pipeline, including Pasadena, Glendale, Burbank, and Long Beach, will be affected. There will be no restrictions of indoor water usage, but for outdoor watering,
it's something that can be temporarily eliminated without any long-lasting effects. For instance, if you stop watering your lawn for these 2 weeks, parts of your lawn may brown. But once you resume watering after the shutdown, they'll green up again.
Nearly 4 million L.A. County residents will be affected, and residents can find out if their area will be affected by visiting mwdh2o.com/shutdown. Starbucks is asking for the immediate suspension of union representation votes due to alleged misconduct by National Labor Relations Board employees overseeing one in the Kansas City area. In a letter, Starbucks alleges NLRB officials set up secret in-person voting and provided duplicate and triplicate ballots, among other misconduct, to tip the scales in favor of the union. Suspending these votes could affect several California-based Starbucks that have announced their intention to unionize. Tyler Keeling is a barista and the lead organizer at the Starbucks in Lakewood. He says the Starbucks complaint shows the company is unwilling to interact with workers in good faith.
It shows that they are so desperate to prevent this growing union movement led by workers. They're so desperate to stop it and prevent it. And like, they're trying to nip it instead of, you know, letting us determine what's best for us.
The NLRB has no comment on the claims. In a statement, Starbucks says every employee in a union election should be able to trust that their vote is fair and accurate. Nearly 50 years after her historic appearance at the Oscars, the Motion Picture Academy has apologized to Sachin Littlefeather. KPCC's Mike Rowe has more on the apology that became public.
When Marlon Brando was named Best Actor for playing The Godfather, Sachin Littlefeather shocked the world by taking the stage on his behalf. He sent her to decline his Oscar and highlight discrimination in film against Native Americans. In an interview with LAS Studios' Academy Museum podcast, Littlefeather says she was told that if she didn't keep her speech under 60 seconds, she would be arrested.
I saw the police officers waiting in the wings to take me in handcuffs off the stage.
And she said legendary actor John Wayne was so angry he had to be restrained by security. The Academy privately apologized to Littlefeather just days after her interview was released back in June. They also said she'd been professionally boycotted, personally attacked and harassed, and discriminated against ever since her Oscars appearance. The Academy is holding an event celebrating her next month. I'm Mike Rowe.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.